let's keep the NRL theme going and Wayne Bennett and the Dolphins. Now, we had Webby on yesterday and he said that the Dolphins, they're not even in the competition this season, but he said they're under the most pressure given the players that they need to sign. So Wayne Bennett has done an interview with the Courier-Mail and he goes on to say, we won't be rushing to sign players just to sign players. If we have to wait 12 months for the right player, then we will wait. The long-term view is what is important to me. Of course, we want to be competitive from the start, and I'm confident that that will be the case. We've got world-class facilities, and Redcliffe is 74 years old. We've got under-sixes through to state league. Mm. Now, Jimmy and Joe spoke about this morning, about what players they could potentially sign and the stars that they need to, and we spoke about it at length at the end of last year. So they've signed Jermaine Asako, Ray Stone, Felice Kafusi, and a handful of younger players. But, I mean, time is ticking. Mm. Can Wayne, do his magic this year? What do you think?
Well, I think time is ticking, but time is also their friend. Time's their friend and their enemy at the moment, because the further it goes, the less chance they've got to have players. I just cannot, for the life of me, Tommy, comprehend that Wayne Bennett would have a situation that he found himself in with no firepower for players. So if it's going to take him a week, or it's going to take him 8 weeks or 2, 3, 4 months to do it, then I'm sure that he's got that game plan. I couldn't imagine that the one thing that Wayne Bennett would leave hanging is player retention or player signings.
And the big fish that is still on the market is Kalyn Ponga.
Yes.
And Webby mentioned this yesterday. So he's the big fish. And Jimmy mentioned him this morning and Jimmy said that he'd probably sign Ponga over someone like Cameron Munster, just because he's a bit younger, he's probably a bit more appealing.
Yeah.
Play a certain number of positions as well. So, and this is the thing, as the season unfolds, contract talks between clubs and players, they get a bit, frisky. Some players, what really is a contract worth these days? Some players may ask for a release because, hey, maybe Wayne Bennett gets someone to speak to them behind their back, even though they're not allowed to. So I believe they have to sign more players. It's just part of the timeline. But it's going to be very interesting over the next 12 months to see what happens with negotiations and the Dolphins.
Mm. I think until you can stand in front of the whiteboard that they would have somewhere up there at the Dolphins and see what their timeline is, I think it's very, very hard for us to try and pass judgment on where they're at, because in our eyes, you've got to have players. You should have got those players. I mean, by the end of the season, you should have been rolling them out. And we were saying that. I remember saying, they got their license. They needed to announce their coach, which they did. They announced their jumper, I think, after that. Then their sponsor. The next thing was the marquee player. Now, I think that's the biggest key, because from a whole perspective, marketing, absolutely everything, I would have thought that you have a marquee player first up. That should have been your number one aim. Now, I'm tipping that they probably had that as a timeline, and that's probably the one that they haven't.
Well, I think
nailed.
They thought Brandon Smith was
Correct.
Their marquee man. And
Correct.
Then obviously the interview came out about the Roosters, and then the Roosters picked him up.
So if there's any concern for me, it's the fact that they don't have a marquee man. I think the rest will fall into place, and I can't imagine that Wayne Bennett would end up, like I say, not having a squad. I mean, he certainly knows what he's doing. So I don't know. Our listeners, you can have your say. I mean, are you worried? Do you think that the Dolphins are in a weird or strange or compromised position, if you like, heading into their first season in the NRL next year without the player signings that we thought that they would have had? Or do you back Wayne Bennett in this one?
Yeah, I'll back Wayne Bennett, because I'd rather show him the benefit of the doubt and be wrong than come out and say, oh, no, he's wrong, blah, blah, blah.